This is a podcast to review the note durations that we use in writing musical notation. And I'm looking at chapter 1 in the book, specifically page 10. And here it lists four different types of notes that we have learned so far. And these, again, these are all proportional. This is sort of the central idea for writing down music notation. That is to say, we write down rhythms by using notes that are proportional to one another. So for example, the whole note on the very bottom line, just a empty circle, okay, that whole note would be proportionally equal to two half notes. So in any given piece, when you see two half notes together, these two half notes together lasts as long as a whole note. So for example, if a whole note here lasts 4 seconds, okay, and again, you know, the exact duration in seconds for any piece of music for a note really could be anything. So, and again, that's the reason why we're using proportional notation rather than telling you how many seconds a syllable lasts for a song. So back to a whole note. If a whole note lasts 4 seconds, okay, then the half note in that song, each one would last 2 seconds because two half notes together equals one whole note. So in this case, 4 divided by 2 is 2. So 2 plus 2 equals 4. If you have a whole note, okay, and you divide into 4 parts, okay, that is a quarter note, and that's the top line of the notes on page 10. Okay. So again, for a given piece, a whole note lasts 4 seconds, each quarter note would last 1 second. Okay. So if you have 4 quarter notes. All in a row, and you play them one after another, that total duration of that passage would be 4 seconds long, the exact same duration as a whole note. Now finally, we also have one more note type. It's called an eighth note, and it basically looks like a quarter note with a little flag on the right. And by the way, whether or not the stem is up or down, the flag is always to the right, and you can read about that and see that right on page 10. The eighth note, as you might have guessed, is an eighth of a whole note. So in our example of a whole note lasting 4 seconds, one eighth note would last half a second. Right? So in this way, two eighth notes together equal the duration of one quarter note. Two quarter notes together equals the duration of a half note. And two half notes together equals the duration of a whole note. Right. So that's a little bit about the note durations that we're going to use. And this is important because, again, we have to keep in mind that note durations, the different types of notes that we use, really could be, you could use any type of note to write down a given song. You just have to be consistent about it. And that's why we start with proto notation to find the beat. And then I tell you, okay, for this version of the song, we're going to use a quarter note to notate as a beat. So if a song has 2 syllables in one beat for a given part, and we're using quarter note as the beat, each of those 2 notes would then be notated as an eighth note. Okay. So I would suggest that you review chapter 1. But in particular, on page 10 about notation, and then also a little bit on page 12 and 13 about meter and conducting patterns.